February 13.
Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The devotion of hearing. Speak, for thy servant heareth. 1 Samuel 3:10. Because I have listened definitely to one thing from God, it does not follow that I will listen to everything, he says. The way in which I show God that I neither love nor respect him is by the obtuseness of my heart and mind towards what he says. If I love my friend, I intuitively detect what he wants. And Jesus says, you are my friends. Have I disobeyed some command of my Lord's this week? If I had realized that it was a command of Jesus, I would not consciously have disobeyed it. But most of us show such disrespect to God that we do not even hear what he says. He might never have spoken, or he might as well not have spoken. The destiny of my spiritual life is such identification with Jesus Christ that I always hear God, and I know that God always hears me. John 11:41. If I am united with Jesus Christ, I hear God by the devotion of hearing all the time. A lily or a tree or a servant of God may convey God's message to me. What hinders me from hearing is that I am taken up with other things. It is not that I will not hear God, but I am not devoted in the right place. I am devoted to things, to service, to convictions, and God may say what he likes, but I do not hear him. A child's attitude is always, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. If I have not cultivated this devotion of hearing, I can only hear God's voice at certain times. At other times, I am taken up with things which I say I must do, and I become deaf to him. I am not living the life of a child. Have I heard God's voice today? That's the end of the Chambers text. Wow, my listening factor. What a travesty. I spend so much time running my own mouth, hearing my own words, making my own plans, doing mighty things for God in my opinion. And yet, many times he wants to speak, or he is speaking, and I can't hear for the noise that I create. I have wasted so many years creating noise that have precluded me from my own opportunities for blessing and God's opportunity for glory in and near me. The ultimate in relationship with God is to listen. The ultimate in relationship with anyone is to be a good listener, to hear their words and discern their thoughts, and then be able to respond to those things. If we ignored our most significant other on planet Earth as much as we ignore God, we would have no chance for a long-term relationship. The bottom line is relationships require a quiet, listening spirit. Thus it is with God. If I would be intimate with him, if I would know him, if I would know his heart, if I would be available to him, if I would be the living sacrifice of doing whatever he wants, I must be a good listener. I must hear his voice, and I must be quiet and still in order to hear it. Most of my deaths has been related to my great spiritual accomplishments and my great and mighty works as I saw them for God, but he didn't see them that way at all. He simply wants me to listen and obey. Then he will be glorified, and I will be blessed, blessed beyond my wildest imagination. Be still. Wait before the Lord. Listen. When the distractions come, push them away and keep listening. He will speak. You will obey. And you will be blessed. He will be pleased and glorified.